pounds. Instead, the company uses algae, water, nutrients, light, and air to produce calcium carbonate, a basic ingredient in cement.
It's the process whereby nature produces coral reefs and seashells.
They use that calcium carbonate to make cement.
We then combine that with aggregate and sand to create a zero-carbon bioconcrete. It's extremely efficient and very low cost to produce.
Prometheus is already making concrete blocks and plans to manufacture other products. So Burnett says someday, builders might be able to use this carbon-free concrete for any construction job. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
I see peace hit the talking heads like amazing facial ticks. I see orangutans debating the mahogany loggers. I got to be surreal sometimes to understand. I see the plain truth rising like a 50s Japanese lizard. I see rec rooms devour Rupert Murdoch in front of his sons. I got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. I see new drug laws that give prosecutors no time to play with. I see the fine print open like a prison door. I got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I got to be impossible sometimes to understand. You see, the Starbucks mermaid got her nipples back. You see, fake bohemianism swallowed by your sidewalks. You got to be surreal sometimes to understand. You see, the stock exchange paying for itself for once. You see, the CEO cannot cash his welfare check. You got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. You see, the tourists walk backwards out of their pollution. You see them go home and demand a local paradise. You see, you got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I got to be impossible, impossible sometimes, sometimes, to understand, to understand, to understand.
Welcome to the Earth Church. Come on in. The name of our radio show is Earth Riot Radio and Podcast. Today we have a preoccupation, a main issue that we're worrying about. It's the unexpected appearance in our lives of nothingness. Ooh, what do I mean by that? I'm not talking about death, the big D. And nothingness. I'm not talking about how we feel lost in consumerism or fascism, and we feel lots of nothingness in our lives. Not talking about that. We're talking about the current Earth experience we're having of extinction. As life disappears by hundreds and thousands of species, there's a silent cloud of nothingness moving toward us. Don't you feel it? I think we all do. And we are very proud. Humanity's very proud. Our brains are the royalty of all existence. Well, no, not exactly. We need help. And we're calling out to the bat to help us today. That's our animal, our hosting animal on today's Earth Riot, the bat. Well, there are thousands and thousands of species of bats, but we're just inviting them all because they share something called echolocation. They put out these amazing screams into the void, and they hear shapes. And that's the kind of thing we have to do now. We can learn something from the bat. We're facing this nothingness. The future doesn't, well, we don't know. What does extinction hold for us? We're just going minute by minute, week by week, month by year, into this nothingness without knowing what's there. We need something like echolocation. We got to cobble together a new sort of future with fantasies and shapes and ways to go that are very strange to us. Let's hold hands and jump. Let's fly. Let's scream. Let's find out what's there. Earthaluya.
Extinction is real. Extinction is here. We better say I love you before we disappear. Extinction number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do something to remember if someone does survive. Oh, our hearts are beating. Now I know. No goodbye. Oh, extinction is real. Extinction is here. We better say I love you before we disappear. Extinction number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do something to remember. Someone does survive.
Extinction, my God, what a word. It's everywhere, it's nowhere. It flies like a bird.
Let go of the myth, extinction will surprise. Now we can really love. Death makes the sun rise. 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 Extinction is real.
Sunrise.
Extinction is here.
Sunrise.
We better say I love you before we disappear. Extinction number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do something to remember if someone does survive.
Death makes the sunrise. Oh, death our makes hearts the sun. Beating. Now I know on the living earth there is no good.
Death makes the sun rise.
Death
makes the sun rise.
Death
makes the sun rise. Death makes the sun rise.
The earth has plans for us. The riddle, the challenge that we all feel as we walk around worrying all day about the collapse of the physical environment around us, we just ask ourselves, what can we do? How far do I have to walk away from my ordinary life? I do something every 5 minutes that I do every other 5 minutes. I'm locked into a life, an ordinary life. It's not a bad life. It's what I've been doing. How do I change that? Let's work on that today, shall we? Evidence points to the need for a quasi-religious transformation of cultural values. That comes to us from Anne and Paul Ehrlich, the authors of The Population Bomb. The word. We have another quote for you. Ready? We look forward to a mass psychedelic civic disobedience. We look forward to a mass psychedelic civil disobedience.
This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house, empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honourably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice. Meet them at the door, laughing, and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Severe winter weather enveloped Germany and France over recent days, according to European weather reports. Widespread travel disruption occurred in both countries, with some reported casualties in France. In Germany, heavy snow and large hailstones covered the streets in the southern and western parts of the country. Tennis ball-sized hail were reported from France to Austria. An unprecedented number of lightning strikes occurred in France. Météo France reported that approximately 50,000 cloud-to-ground lightning strikes transpired within 24 hours nationwide, with 41,000 occurring in only a 12-hour time frame. In the drought-stricken American Southwest, dozens of wildfires continue to burn. The two largest fires in New Mexico's history are burning simultaneously, both more than 300,000 acres. The Calf Creek Canyon fire in the north is 66% contained. The Black Fire, burning in the southern Gila Wilderness, is 44% contained. 25-mile-per-hour winds are expected to present challenging conditions for the nearly 5,000 firefighters working to contain the wildfires. Microplastics have been discovered in freshly fallen snow in Antarctica for the first time, potentially speeding up snow and ice melting and endangering the continent's unique ecosystems. Researchers claim the microscopic microplastics, plastic particles smaller than a grain of rice, had previously been discovered in Antarctic sea ice and surface water, but this is the first time they've been found in a fresh snowfall. More than 1,000 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed in 29 countries globally. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention increased the 2022 monkeypox outbreak alert to level 2, recommending various health measures, including the wearing of face masks while traveling. The World Health Organization elevated the severity of the monkeypox infection to moderate risk, making it a threat to global public health. Swollen lymph nodes, headaches, muscle aches, and fever are the most common symptoms of monkeypox, which is caused by a pathogen belonging to a family of viruses called orthopoxvirus. The monkeypox virus can spread between humans through close physical contact, bodily fluids, saliva, blood, or pus. According to experts, the quantity of planet-warming carbon dioxide in the atmosphere reached a new high in May, continuing its upward trend. It is presently 50% higher than the pre-industrial normal, which occurred before humans began significant use of oil, gas, and coal in the late 1800s. To meet the 1.5 degrees Celsius objective set by the Paris Agreement, emissions must be reduced to net zero by 2050, with any leftover emissions being offset by carbon dioxide absorption by the seas and plants. A federal appeals court just affirmed a lower court decision prohibiting offshore fracking in federal waters off California's coast. The government said the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals violated the National Environmental Policy Act and other laws when it allowed fracking in offshore oil and gas wells in all leased federal waters off California. "This is an amazing victory for California's coast," said Kristen Monsell, the Center for Biological Diversity's Ocean Program's legal director. "Fracking has no place in our oceans. This decision will prevent more toxic chemicals from poisoning fish, sea otters, and other marine life, and it brings us a step closer to ending offshore drilling once and for all." A tortoise from a Galapagos species long believed extinct has been found alive. The tortoise, named Fernanda after her Fernandina Island home, is the first of her species identified in more than a century. The Fernandina Island Galapagos giant tortoise, or fantastic giant tortoise, was known only from a single specimen collected in 1906. The discovery in 2019 of a female tortoise living on Fernandina Island provided the opportunity to determine if the species lives on by sequencing the genomes of both the living individual and the museum specimen and comparing them to the other 13 species of Galapagos giant tortoises. Princeton's Stephen Garin showed that the two known Fernandina tortoises are members of the same species, genetically distinct from all others. New research published in the June 3, 2022 journal Science reveals that 44% of Earth's land area, some 64 million square kilometers, requires conservation to safeguard biodiversity. This is the current best estimate of how much land we must conserve to stop the biodiversity crisis. "It is essentially a conservation plan for the planet," said lead author James Allen. The decline of insects, and in particular pollinating insects, threatens ecosystems and food supplies around the world. The dimensions are staggering. In Germany alone, between 1989 and 2016, the biomass of all flying insects decreased by 76%. The ever-increasing use of pesticides in agriculture is considered a driver of this phenomenon. The world's most widely used herbicide, glyphosate, may contribute more to this development than was previously known. Half of British butterflies are now on the red list for Great Britain, classed as either threatened or near threatened. More than two-fifths of British butterflies are threatened with extinction as climate change and nitrogen pollution pile on the pressure for insects already struggling with changes to landscapes. Four species of the 62 assessed are already regionally extinct, and 24 of the remaining 58 are threatened with extinction, classed as either endangered or vulnerable to being lost from Britain. The Shelta Cave crayfish, technically known as Orcanectes sheltae, was thought to have gone extinct after decades without sightings. Scientists have rediscovered the small crayfish in the highly distressed Shelta Cave system, which lies beneath Huntsville, Alabama, and is thought to be the single most important habitat for cave crayfish. Other aquatic species previously found in the cave system, such as the Alabama cave shrimp and Tennessee cave salamander, have yet to be identified. The findings were published in the journal Subterranean Biology. Mammalian testicles have been found to be sensitive to temperatures, even to a very small degree. Japanese scientists found warming testicles of most mammals, including humans, destroy the sperm-creating process called spermatogenesis. This leads to male infertility. Male fertility and healthy sperm counts appear to be in crisis around the world. And now, the sounds of extinction. Reports of mass die-offs of Black Sea's dolphins are attributed to the war in Ukraine. The dolphins may be dying due to large Ukrainian and Russian warships, disrupting the dolphins' communication pattern. Bombs and munitions dropping in coastal feeding areas. Spreading of oil from sunken ships and river runoff polluted by chemicals used in ammunition. Several thousand of the marine mammals are continuing to wash up on the coastlines with war-related injuries. Burns from bombs and landmines, internal injuries, and signs of starvation. Dolphins have washed ashore on coastlines in Ukraine, Bulgaria, Turkey, Russia, Georgia, Romania, and Moldova. And hear the sounds of underwater bombardment.
are, Reverend Billy again. We've got to be impossible as we step into the extinction together. That's that first song that sets the theme. The title track is created by the Fiery Eagles of Justice, a great free jazz group from New York. Jason Candler and Brendan Burke, the principal pianists there, and on the keys, Nehemiah Luckett. Jason is the editor of this Earth Riot. How do you edit a riot? Good question. Well, love with extinction. It just announces that extinction is here. Extinction is real. Extinction is here. Our hearts are beating. Now we know why. On the living earth, there is no goodbye. Death makes the sun rise. Thank you, Sundar Ganglani, who composed that song and is that lovely singer, that emotionally charged, goes right in there and plays with our soul. Well, the realistic report of what's going on in the world is captured in that single long sentence in Savitri D's News from the Natural World. Savitri's developed a form there that just, you know, we're going from continent to continent, ecosystem to ecosystem, just learning about the challenges. A lot of mortality, a lot of tragedy. And then all of a sudden, the fantastic giant tortoise, Fernanda, swims toward us out of the extinction. And we remember that extinction is about evolution. Evolution is about life. And we may not, you and I may not be a part of that life at the end, but so maybe it's a small comfort, but we do know that we have to echolocate together. We do know that we face this together. We're going to share our skills, send our screams out into the void and feel the shapes, report what we see or hear or feel, sense. The extinction, what a time we live in. The challenges are unfathomable. We just have to be together in love. Earthalluia, just give it up to the earth. The earth is our government now. The earth is our economy, our culture. The earth will be our guide. And we're going to learn the Earth language. We have not known that language since the Industrial Revolution began. And we traded in that language for control, for colonizing control of the life around us. Changing now. Well, we rehearse and prepare for meeting you once a week. The 30 Voice Stop Shopping Choir. We're ready for you at 5 p.m. Sundays at East 3rd Street and Avenue C in the Lower East Side. We are sainting this week Jim Drugas, who is the curator and owner of the unoppressive, non-imperialist bargain books store on Carmine Street in the West Village. It's been there for 31 years. Now he's losing his home. So we're going to honor him, give him fabulous sainthood in the Church of Stop Shopping. Well, that's the kind of exciting thing that we have to offer you if you come by and join us. Meanwhile, have a great week. Be safe and wild. Keep sending out those echo screams into the void. Amen. Somebody give me an earthalluia here.
Hallelujah.